Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Eagles 360. It's a much different week for the Eagles as they are on the West Coast preparing to take on the NFC West leading. Can't believe I'm saying that. NFC West leading Los Angeles Rams, who are 9-3 and just one game behind the Eagles for a first-round bye. On today's show, Glenn Macnow will recap his three takeaways from Sunday's game in Seattle, and Eagles insider Dave Spadaro will join us for his one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson. But first, the Eagles signed wide receiver Alshon Jeffery to a four-year extension on Saturday. In this week's tape study, position coach Mike Groh joins Ike Reese to explain why it was important to secure the services of the wideout.
Wentz in the shotgun. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is complete to Alshon Jeffery for a touchdown.
Joining us for this week's tape study, well, the first time, is wide receivers coach Mike Groh.
Great to be here.
How you doing, coach?
Yep, great.
Thanks for joining us. Want to talk about these wide receivers, man. Got a great collection of players here, and they all contribute each week. Let's take a look at some plays here. Let's take a look at Alshon Jeffery, who's really started to come on here. Against the Dallas Cowboys, going to get a little bit of a two-man on the top, and he got safety help on the top, but Carson Wentz is still able to fit this ball in there.
Yeah, one of the things you can't see before the play starts is the safety sitting back here off the hash. And like you said, Ike, it's two-man, so we've got two high safeties over the top, and then we have man coverage underneath. And we stack the receivers here to help them shake free at the line of scrimmage. And they end up locking right here on Alshon. And then the off player, he's got Nelson. So as we roll the tape here, Alshon gets the outside release. This is exactly the look that we had in practice earlier in the week with the two high safety. It's really designed for a one high safety look. But he has the ability to bend it inside the safety to the near side. And Carson sees that immediately. And Alshon does a good job, what we say, just running around the building there. And then obviously a great job by Carson leading him right into that window, hands catch by Alshon and getting to the end zone.
That is a tight window to fit that ball in. Great job from Alshon being able to catch that ball.
Good example, too, of the growth between these two guys here over the course of the season and the anticipation and trust that Carson has to lead him right into that window.
All right, folks, we need a voice of reason. We need to calm everyone down just a little bit, and that's why I brought in the great Glenn back now. Glenn, how's everything going?
Great. How are you?
We're doing good.
Good. Nice to see you.
We're going to get there here. So Glenn has his weekly edition of his three big takeaways from the Sunday's game in Seattle. And certainly, I would have loved to see the Eagles improve to 11-1 and keep the hot train rolling. But I feel like we saw a little bit of this the week before against the Bears, where we saw some sloppy play. But it's the Bears, and they were able to handle their business. It's a different story when you're playing the Seattle Seahawks on the road.
Well, exactly. You can beat the Bears by four touchdowns and still commit 11 penalties. You can't do that against the Seattle Seahawks, and that is kind of my number one takeaway, which is those penalties, that sloppy play, which has hurt them, which they've survived up till now, really did hurt them the other night. Seattle extended three offensive drives on third down penalties against the Eagles. Now, you could say some of those were kind of ticky-tack, maybe could have gone either way. Part of it was created by the fact that Russell Wilson can extend the play so long. Yeah, it really does make it difficult for the secondary, but still, a couple of those penalties were just killers. The holding penalty by Alshon Jeffery right at the goal line probably cost you a touchdown. That kind of play is not going to be the kind of thing that transforms itself into big postseason success. They got to stop that right now.
The one thing I will say is I can't imagine Seattle being able to pull off that magic act that Russell Wilson did on the road in Philadelphia in January when you have bad weather. But personally, hopefully we will not have to see that in the weeks to come.
Yeah, I don't want to see that team again.
No,
everybody's
exactly.
Like, oh, they're done. Their secondary's through. They're not done. They're a playoff-tested, smart, good, well-coached team.
Now, Glenn, last year when the Eagles played the Seahawks, it was a scene of the worst game of Nelson Agholor's career. He had the horrific penalty, the legal formation, which wiped out the Zach Ertz touchdown. He had that bad drop there in the middle of the field, which could have been a big gain. But what a difference a year makes. One of the best storylines of the season has been the turnaround by number 13.
Yeah, Chris, that's because he's got a new number. Chris, exactly. And I'm telling you, it is such a great thing to see. You remember, I thought, and I think a lot of people thought, his career really could be over. They had him sit out a week to think about it. The Seattle game was a nationally televised disaster. Well, he's come on so well this year, and he's got a chemistry with the quarterback that it helps so much. Sunday night was his best game of his career. 7 catches, 141 yards, the Eagles' only touchdown of the game. He's become the deep threat that they needed, and he's doing it out of the slot, which is great to see. Great hands this year, runs the patterns, turned his career around so much, and I just thought that this was one of those games, kind of clarifying games, where a guy you're rooting for really, really makes it.
He's such a dynamic weapon out of the slot. It's great the Eagles are taking advantage of that athleticism this season. All right, last but not least, okay, we've heard on Sports Talk Radio, reading the newspapers. Glenn, you've been in this city for decades. So can you talk the fans off the ledge? The Eagles are still 10-2. They're still in first place in the NFC.
Let's do that. Can I talk to you? Let me talk to you, okay? You didn't think they were going to go 15-1, did you? Did you really? You didn't anticipate this winning streak going straight through the Super Bowl. I don't think you did. Good teams have bad games. Last year, the Patriots, they won the Super Bowl. They lost to this Seattle team in Seattle. The year before that, the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl, lost a game to the Oakland Raiders, who had a losing season. It happens every year. The Seahawks, despite all their injuries, are a class team, as we said, with a great quarterback, a terrific head coach, and an amazing home field advantage. There is no shame. They're 48-8 at home over the, 43-8 at home since 2008. There's no shame in losing. The Eagles didn't look good. They fumbled. They had bad penalties. All of that. But they were kind of due for the clunker. They're going to be okay. They're going to recover. They're still 10-2, as you said. They control their destiny. Well, now Minnesota could get involved. But they're not going to dissolve from what we all thought was the best team in the league to a team that can't win in 1 week. Everybody, relax.
That certainly helps. I certainly hope. It was a nice personal plea to all the fans out there. I think about my wife, Erin, and she's just thinking, this is not good. It's like, come on now. They're going to turn things around.
It's going to
be
all right.
No time whatsoever. But get things back on track. So typically, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, he's here in the driver's seat along with Glenn. But of course, this week he's in Los Angeles, embedded with the team as they get ready to face the Rams for that rebound performance. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. But up next here on Eagles 360, he goes one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. How is the coach going to turn things around? Find out right after this. McDonald's introduces the new Buffalo Bacon Signature Crafted Recipe. Enjoy this sandwich on your choice of buttermilk crispy chicken, grilled artisan chicken, or quarter pound beef patty. I'm loving it.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
How to win at furniture. Not having to choose a new sofa and loveseat over a new flat screen TV. Thanks to the Avenger Power reclining sofa and love seat, only $6.99 each. With silky smooth performance fabric and Bobapedic memory foam, USB ports to keep your phones charged, drop-down middle seat with cup holders to keep your drink close, plus a headrest with lights and a hidden drawer. The Avenger Power reclining sofa and love seat in gray and black, only $6.99 each. Bob's Discount Furniture. It's how to win at furniture.
The first two picks in the 2016 NFL Draft, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, will square off for the first time this Sunday in Los Angeles. What did the Eagles think of Goff prior to the draft? How are the Eagles adjusting to life on the West Coast? It's time for our weekly one-on-one interview with Dave Spadaro and Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa.
I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro in our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. We're in Southern California getting ready for the Eagles and the Rams. And coach, what are some of the challenges of having everybody in a remote location all the way across the country?
Well, it's just keeping everybody in one spot, you know, and obviously here in L.A. and guys get a chance to kind of experience the city a little bit and the surrounding area. But You know, the biggest thing is they got to understand, and it's my job to make sure they know that we have a game at the end of the week, and we got to rebound from the loss the other night.
What are you sensing as far as the mental approach coming back from that loss?
Guys are in a good spot. They understand that didn't put our best foot forward the other night, and left a lot of plays out on the football field, and ready to get back to work and erase that game.
What did you take from the game? Kind of just the good and the not so good.
Well, there were obviously some very, very good plays. You know, there were some great plays offensively, defensively in the game. But then there were a lot of plays, too, that were left out there on the field and some points on offense that we didn't capitalize on. And I thought overall the effort, though, was good. And all of the preparation leading up to the game and credit Seahawks. It's a good football team. It's a loud place to play, obviously. And for us, it was a good opportunity to go into a playoff-type environment.
What is Carson Wentz like after a loss? We haven't seen it very much this year, obviously.
He's disappointed. Disappointed in himself, disappointed that we did lose. And he's one of the guys on the team that can get refocused in a hurry and right back to work and get the rest of the guys refocused, too. So, short-term memory in this business. You move on, you got another opportunity on this Sunday.
We are very short, or very early in the week. The Rams coming out of nowhere this year, young quarterback, young head coach. What are you seeing in that football team?
Well, that's exactly what you're seeing. Offensively, they're productive. The quarterback's playing extremely well. They're coached well. They're coached well. And defensively, Wade Phillips over there, and he's doing a really good job. I've had a chance to coach against him when he's been with some other teams, and it's a defense that can give you a couple of different fronts, a lot of man coverage in the back end, and they're playing really well. It's a good front. They got some great players, and it's another good opportunity for us to go on the road, obviously, another playoff-type environment against a playoff-caliber team.
There is no sense that this Rams team is kind of sneaking up on opponents?
No. I mean, it's just like a lot like us. I mean, we're not sneaking up on anybody anymore either. So, both teams are very good. I feel like both teams are well coached, and it should be a good game on Sunday.
Thinking back to last year, pre-draft, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, did you have high grades on both?
We did. We had extremely high grades, one and two, obviously. And it kind of went back and forth, all spring. And we were just so fortunate to be able to move up to number two to get Carson.
I would imagine, Coach, after losing on Sunday, that next Sunday just cannot come fast enough.
You're absolutely right. Definitely a loss leaves a bad taste in your mouth, obviously. And you're ready to erase it, you got the week of preparation, which is good. Get back out on the football field, and you just can't get to Sunday soon enough.
I wanted to revisit the Alshon Jeffrey contract and talk a little bit about that. What it means to you, what it means to this offense.
Well, for me, it's another one of our staple players that we went out and got in free agency and kept him in-house now for the next 4 years and then from a quarterback's perspective to have your weapons, have your targets surrounding you and guys that can make a big impact for our offense and for our team and we're just so excited to have Alshon now under contract for the next few years and look forward to he and Carson hooking up many times.
Doug Peterson, Dave Spadaro. It's our weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa.
If you need more of the Eagles Insider, stay right here as he will join myself and Glenn Mack now from the Team Hotel up next on Eagles 360. Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's. Do you love food as much as we do? We feature the best mussels you will ever have, guaranteed. The freshest crab, seasoned the Chickies and Pete's way. We don't just make burgers, we build them, like our tailgate burger. And of course, our world-famous crab fries. Try our huge selection of draft beer and the best selection of craft beer. For really great food and drink on your next night out, it's got to be Chickies and Pete's.
Today's the day!
Woohoo!
There's the second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania.
Am I late?
Just in time. Nice.
Holiday scratch-offs from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Oh, things just got very merry. Keep on scratching.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Chris McPherson and Glenn Mack now handling the action here on the East Coast, while Eagles insider Dave Spadaro is enjoying the glitz and glamour of Costa Mesa, California. We welcome him now onto the show. So, Dave, this is a very unique opportunity for this football team, and I want to give a positive slant on this. How do you think the Eagles can take advantage of spending the entire week in the L.A. area getting ready for the showdown with the L.A. Rams?
Well, I guess in a sense you can say that there's chemistry being built. There's some camaraderie being built. The players are spending more time together than they normally would. They've got a good setup here as far as space and office area for the coaching staff. They've got a workout facility nearby. And then they'll practice as they normally would practice. So I guess you look at it that way, there is an advantage. There aren't the distractions that you would normally have at home, but there are another set of distractions being on the West Coast. And Chris, let's be honest, it will be a great trip if the Eagles win on Sunday against the Rams. And if not, of course, everything will be questioned.
Dave, first of all, I already see the start of a very good suntan. I'm proud of you for that, Dave. But secondly, the head coach said in his post-game newser he was not happy with the practices he had seen the week before. Now he's got, as you said, some added distractions. Any sense of how Doug Peterson wants to kind of up the performance at the practices?
More intensity, more focus, more tempo. Clearly wasn't pleased with the practices. It showed in the games. In a sense, Glenn, losing on Sunday night, if you want to really spin this the positive way, maybe it's a wake-up call for this football team. Their first playoff atmosphere kind of game, they all acknowledged it last week going into the game, that Seattle would represent a playoff atmosphere, and the Eagles did not respond in a positive fashion. They played a poor game, and they lost 24-10. So being out on the West Coast, away from the negativity of Philadelphia, the scrutiny,
what?
You kind of ratchet things up a little bit in terms of the – Yeah, well, listen, I look, even though we're on the West Coast, we are able to hear talk radio. We are able to read the social media. We understand how the fans and the media have reacted. It's been a critical, and understandably so, reaction after the loss. So from that standpoint, I think you kind of focus in and really get down to business here. Eagles have no margin for error, Glenn. The coaching staff knows that. The players know that. The goal is to have the number one seed in the postseason.
Dave, the team is away from Philadelphia, but how much of Philadelphia has come to Los Angeles? And by that, what's the atmosphere like? Are there a lot of fans? And it's still early in the week, so fans might fly out there as the game gets closer. But what is the atmosphere like there out there in L.A. and Costa Mesa?
You know, we don't feel it here necessarily because we are isolated. I did get up to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum yesterday, took a look around, talking to the guy who runs the stadium, and they are expecting a larger-than-normal crowd. They've had trouble filling the L.A. Coliseum capacity, 94,000 people. There will be a ton of Eagles fans there. We have a big pep rally we're going to on Saturday that the Green Legion is hosting. WIP will be there as well. So we expect a gigantic Eagles presence at the end of the week. And right now it's actually better, Chris. I think that the team is isolated and really hunkers down and doesn't get caught up in all the "we love you" Eagles kind of talk from the fans. This team needs to rebound after a tough loss. Again, did not play a good game on Sunday night, handled by a playoff-bound Seattle team. So the Eagles really have to kind of get things focused in on this. But there will be a large presence, and it won't be anything like CenturyLink Field. This, I think on Sunday, the atmosphere will be more pro-Eagles than pro-Rams.
I do too. In fact, I heard that the Rams coach actually had his offense working today or plan to have him work today with the silent count, which in your home stadium, that's incredible. Dave, I want to ask you one player specifically. Maybe it's too early in the week to know, but Zach Ertz left, went into concussion protocol. Any sense of how serious that is, whether he may play this week?
I think, well, he's out here, obviously. I think he will make progress throughout the week, and I expect him to play. That's my feel on it. Certainly nothing official from the team. It's certainly nothing medically driven. But seeing Zach and how he's responded and just kind of getting a sense of what's going on with him, I think the signs are optimistic early in the week.
Dave, similar to a question Glenn asked a little while ago, what do the Eagles have to do to avoid losing twice to Seattle? Having all those mistakes that took place Sunday night and kind of lingering over them as they play the Rams this Sunday. How can they avoid that?
You know, Chris, everything that the Eagles did well in that 9-game win streak, they did wrong on Sunday night. They were first in the league heading into the game in red zone efficiency offensively. They were 0 of 2 in touchdown percentage, only 3 points in 2 trips to the red zone. They committed too many penalties. They turned the football over twice. They didn't get off the field on third downs. They were one of the very best teams defensively in the league to get off the field on third downs. There's no sense of panic here. I don't think Doug's going to change dramatically the way he approaches this team or the way he approaches practice. They have to just get back to playing the kind of football they played during that 9-game win streak, and that is get a lead early, be efficient, more chunk plays in the offense. And defensively, they had a really good pass rush on Sunday, but you can't chase down Russell Wilson. Jared Goff doesn't have that kind of mobility at all.
The one thing, last one for me, the one thing the Rams do have, like Seattle, is a very good pass rush, an elite pass rusher. Aaron Donald may be the best in the league. Do you have any sense that Doug Peterson may change the offense, may change the blocking scheme, may try to give some help to nullify Donald?
It'll be really important for the running backs in pass protection. They didn't really have to use a lot of that on Sunday night. Carson was getting pressured, but it was really coming from the outside. And I guess effectively the blitz worked in some timely sense from the Seahawks. Glenn, too early to tell, but I do think the Eagles are very aware of how good the Rams are. Their defense has been a bit under the radar this year, but they've been excellent. Donald is terrific. They've got a lot of weapons on defense. They will come after you. Wade Phillips will mix up his coverage, mix up his scheme. So, yeah, I mean, they have to step it up. The offensive line has to win in the trenches, something they really didn't do, surprisingly, on Sunday.
There's a lot of talent in the front seven of the Rams' defense. Everyone's talking about Sean McVay and the job that he's done with Jared Goff and transforming that offense, but that defense is one to watch as well. Dave, my last question for you is this. We heard your one-on-one presented by Wawa with Doug Peterson just a short time ago. We'll have it for you on the Eagles app if you didn't have a chance to see it. What was your biggest takeaway from the interview? Where do you think the head coach is at after the tough loss on Sunday night, trying to get the team to rebound against the Rams?
I think my biggest takeaway is that Doug is in a very unique situation with the team being in L.A., with the team coming off a loss. How do you rebound? How do you get this team back on track? And so, look, Doug's in his first playoff race in December. Carson Wentz is in his first playoff race in December. And while there are leaders, and we've talked and lauded the leaders for weeks and weeks here, now we find out in a bit of adversity the leadership on this football team. I think the biggest challenge is taking it seriously out here, playing with urgency during the week, understanding that what you do Monday through Saturday is what you see on Sunday. So I think the biggest challenge, Chris, is to, in this environment, in a hotel environment, I mean, there's certainly not a vacation feel because the schedule for the players is really busy, but making sure that every player understands just how important this game is and plays with that kind of urgency, with that kind of edge that, frankly, they didn't show on Sunday night in Seattle.
Eagles insider Dave Spadaro from the Team Hotel in Costa Mesa, California. He's going to provide us exclusive content on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the Eagles app, and the social media channels all week long. Can't wait to see and experience everything that's taking place out there on the West Coast. Thank you so much. Yeah, I didn't think, Glenn, that the Eagles needed to have a wake-up call. There are some analysts who said it's going to be good for the Eagles to lose a game. I didn't buy into it because I thought this was a veteran-laden group that did a great job of preparing week in and week out. But I am anxious to see, I'm excited to see how the team is going to respond to Sunday night's difficult loss, knowing that they were on the grand primetime stage, everyone watching, and a team that is constantly chasing that Lombardi Trophy year in and year out was able to handle them.
Yeah, I don't think they needed a wake-up call, Chris, to the extent like a loss is a good thing.
Certainly.
But being in a tough game on the road in a tough environment, I think, was good for them. They had some powder puffs on the schedule recently. That's fine. That's what it is. You only play who's there.
And they took care of business.
Took care of business, and it was pretty easy. To get tested is fine. To lose? Nah, nobody wanted to see them lose, and I don't think there's a benefit to losing. But you've got that game. You've got this game coming up. A couple battle tests before the playoffs, I think, is always a good thing.
All right, so the Eagles were not able to feast on Sunday night in Seattle, but we're going to feast a little bit right now as we have the Amorosos on the menu to give you a preview of what's coming up on Wednesday's edition of Eagles 360. We have defensive end Brandon Graham mic'd up from the game in Seattle. He was chasing Russell Wilson all over the field, was credited with 1.5 sacks and a tremendous performance, probably against any other quarterback, has 3 or 4 sacks. So maybe if he can have that same type of effort against Jared Goff this Sunday, he'll have a much better outcome. But I can only imagine what he must have been saying the entire time that he was mic'd up for the performance. We're going to have our first look at the Los Angeles Rams first-year head coach Sean McVay doing a tremendous job, and it shows just how important coaching is in the NFL. So we're going to have that for you to get a preview of what they've done to transform themselves from a team that has struggled around a 500 record in the Jeff Fisher era to a team that's contending for the NFC West title and is right on the heels of the Eagles for a first-round bye in this year's postseason. And last but not least, the Eagles do tremendous community work here in the Philadelphia region each and every week. But now that they're on the West Coast, they're bringing some of the love out there. Eagles players joined Habitat for Humanity to build some houses, so we have some exclusive footage of that and can't wait to see the great work that the Eagles are doing while they're away from the NovaCare complex, trying to keep things. And that's, Glenn, that's one of the biggest challenges this week, is trying to keep things business as usual.
Sure.
Because players love their routines. They love knowing what they're doing day in and day out. So they're trying to keep the schedules as close as possible, but it's just having those different surroundings and seeing how the Eagles will respond to them. It's very, very much like the old training camp days, to an extent, where you're just kind of hunkered down and you're sequestered for the week away from home.
Yes, although Los Angeles presents a few more distractions than Allentown.
They certainly do. Yes, indeed. Glenn, before we say goodbye, any final thoughts, anything from a preview standpoint as we get ready for this big NFC showdown?
I thought going into this road trip, 1-1 would be okay. And you know, you didn't know which one they'd win, which one they'd lose. Now when 1-1 becomes important, I never buy into the must win until it's the playoffs.
Of course.
But this game becomes much more important because they lost last week. So, big game. You finish 1-1 on the road. That's okay.
Outstanding work as always from the wise Glenn Macnow. Definitely needed a bit of that this week here in Philadelphia as the rest of the team is on the West Coast. But it would be great for them to get the win as they come back to Philadelphia. Of course, they're going to be on the road for a third straight week against the New York Giants, a team going through a loud change.
Yeah, we'll see what they are.
At the moment, we'll see what's going to happen there. So that's going to do it for today's edition of Eagles 360. We are back on Wednesday again with a preview of the matchup with the Los Angeles Rams. For Glenn Macnow, I'm Chris McPherson. And for all of us here at the Philadelphia Eagles, we're saying goodnight. We'll see you tomorrow.